Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
So yesterday I left the house. I think it was Wednesday I got home from work and I didn't leave the house. I walked, but I didn't leave the house in a car, I should say. I haven't left the house in a car yesterday. And I went to get gas. I knew I had to go to work today. So that was weird.
I walked a bit.
Yeah, but that does. I don't think that counts as leaving the house. So even though, because I just leave the house and I walk through the neighborhood and come back. Oh. So I mean, I technically left the house. I forgot, but basically, I sat in my ass and watched a lot of football for 4 straight days.
And Saturday, I drove for about an hour.
Oh, you drove somewhere Saturday?
Yeah, right. Into Iowa. Right. And took a nice hike.
Oh, good. Yeah, it was nice that day.
At right? a hiking spot that's become far too popular. There used to be nobody there.
Yeah. Because it's for the public, Todd.
I know.
It'll make stuff
and
just
everybody's
for you.
Bored. Yeah.
No.
And everybody is bored.
They
right.
are.
Exactly. And it was during the Iowa Husker game, too?
Or was it after that was Friday.
That was
Friday. Oh, that was Friday. That's right.
This was Saturday.
Yeah. Both states begin watching that game.
So. No, but this trail used to be pretty unpopulated, but the word's gotten out on social media. Yeah, so.
And everybody's looking for something to do.
I know. The public.
You know?
Right. And I went there, and for the first time, I've been there several times. This is the first time I've seen the parking lot full.
Yeah, because everybody's looking for it. And, by the way, the Huskers and Iowa played Friday.
They did.
And you had plenty of time to be out with a bunch of other people
and you're
on
right.
Saturday.
People are looking for things to do, and it was kind of nice on Saturday. So let's take a hike.
Let's take a hike. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. Blah, blah, blah. We're back live. Anybody die this weekend? I should say.
Yeah, there was.
Sorry if you lost family members. A lot of you are.
David Prowse.
Oh, yeah. The guy
who played Darth Vader.
Yeah.
There were some hits on that.
Although I figured it might be.
Really?
Yeah. He's a pretty famous dude. He did a bunch of stuff, I read. And he was an old bodybuilder, too, back in the 60s. He's all ripped and stuff in some old photos. He was the guy inside the suit, by the way. 6'6", he was, I believe, right?
Yeah, big dude.
Inside the show.
Anybody attend any super spreader events?
No, I didn't.
Over the weekend?
No.
I had to go back and think. I'm like, I think I left the house twice.
Oh, good
one,
for you.
Like, for about 15 minutes each to go grab one thing here and there.
My dad hosted a big super spreader event.
How many people were there?
I don't know. I haven't.
People wear masks?
I haven't talked to anybody. Oh, no, I certainly doubt it.
What about your son, man?
He decided not to go.
Oh, good. Good
he,
for him.
He opted out.
Probably wanted to protect people, too, for that matter, I'm sure. But
sure.
Including himself,
Mostly himself.
Yeah.
Mostly himself.
Yeah, I would, too, yeah.
And his girlfriend, who just got over
a bout
of cancer.
That's right.
So they decided it'd be best to set it out.
So was it the whole community in and out?
Yeah, probably.
Bunch of old people bitching. Still trying to count votes? they still counting votes out right. there.
Bitching about the Dominion counting machines.
Well, I saw clips of that dude. When was that? Where did I see that at?
The 60 Minutes?
Oh, I was taking a crap. I was taking a crap this morning. I was reading on my phone like we all do. So don't sound gross. Everybody does that. And I saw just a clip of the 60 Minutes interview with that guy. And what's his name? Who's the
Krebs is his last name.
No, but who was the interviewer? The blonde, the gray-haired dude. been there forever now. Scott?
Yeah, Scott Pelley.
Pelley, yeah.
Scott Pelley was just going through the list of all the crap that Trump administration is throwing. And this guy, Republican, by the way, who was fired by Trump, said, no, you can keep going down that list, basically, but no.
No, you could tell.
Votes are counted here, right. They're done here, blah, blah, blah. He would say they're idiots, right.
Yeah, he was just getting tired of justifying completely baseless accusations.
Oh, my God. I said something to some dumb chick from back east on Facebook. Who I don't know, but I knew the guy's page, and she was saying, it's not over, and they're still counting. And I said, Jesus.
No.
You dumb bitch.
No.
She got mad at me, but I don't know her anyway, so it doesn't matter.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So I watched a Tyson fight. I enjoyed it. Whatever, no matter what you hear about, they beat the hell out of each other. Tyson actually beat the hell out of Jones. It should have been, I'm guessing they had an agreement. We'll call this a draw unless one of us not goes down. But if you watch the fight, Tyson wins the fight. But the best part was Snoop Dogg's commentary. You can't play any of it on the air because he swore the whole time. But at one point in the beginning of the fight, they both hit each other. It was good that fight was after the Aaron Paul fight. Is that his name, Aaron Paul?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jake Paul.
Jake Paul, that's right.
Aaron Paul's the guy from Breaking Bad.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Jake Paul, the Robinson fight was two guys that trained a little bit, and Robinson never fought before. So it looked like those guys.
Obviously.
It looked like two dudes in a brawl. So when he went to two boxers, you notice the difference. There was defense. There was a lot of
strategy.
Stuff. Strategy.
Trying.
And they were both in great shape, 51 and 54.
Well,
especially
the previous
Tyson.
Fight, what were they, MMA guys? Or
No. Robinson's a basketball player.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And another guy is just
a
celebrity
YouTube guy.
YouTube celebrity boxer.
With a big mouth.
Yeah, he has a 3 million. My son knows what he does. I had no idea who he is. But my son knows it, and people know who that guy is.
What time did Tyson and Roy Jones
start
fighting?
It wasn't that late. I mean, I was awake, which surprised me. I did it on purpose. I didn't make a martini till about 7 instead of 5. But I think it was about 10:30 our time went off.
Okay.
Yeah, 10:30 our time, Central Time. A little later, obviously, out east.
Apparently,
an hour later, actually.
Tyson smoked a little dope before that fight.
Well, they interview him. They interview him before.
Did they ask him about that?
About an hour before the fight, and they're talking to him. And I retweeted Jemele Hill, said that Tyson is high as F. And I thought, he might be, because the interview, he looked, but you know what, he might have just been intense. And I doubt that you're high an hour before a fight, even if you're a pro smoker.
No, he says so.
Really?
I read a piece in USA Today
where
he fully admitted, I smoked marijuana before the fight.
Probably a little bit, right?
Yeah.
To kill the pain, maybe?
It didn't say.
All right.
Didn't specify the amount.
All right. But, they were great. I thought, they were. I tweeted out, I'm in my 50s, and I'm drinking martinis on the couch. These guys are pretty good, man. I got 50 bucks. No big deal. I didn't feel like I was. The only thing that sucked was the interludes with the bad, bad, bad music. And I just would flip over to a football game while that was going on. They had in-house rappers. I'm not a rap fan. It was just kind of lame. Even my son thought it was kind of lame. And he likes that music. So the Tyson fight was cool. If you go back, if you ever get it, I don't know where you can see it. Probably on YouTube or something like that. Listen to Snoop Dogg. He drops the S-bombs. Well, yes, but I can't even do it. Yeah, we can't do Snoop Dogg. But my favorite line in the beginning, somebody swings and misses, and there's a wrap-up, and then somebody stumbles. It was right in the first round, and he goes, this is like two of my uncles in their underwear fighting at a barbecue. And that was right away. Right away. I just started howling.
So did somebody send this tape to HBO?
I think they need them. If you read anything on social media, the best part about it, even though I like to fight, was the best part about it was Snoop Dogg's commentary, you know?
Because he could be right there with Max Kellerman right. And what's Jim?
Lampley. Yeah.
Then Lampley. Yeah, Lampley. Right, yeah. I wanted to say Nance.
They should put him on there. There's that better be pay-per-view because he's going to swear. Or on HBO or something
HBO.
Like that. Yeah, it's HBO.
Let
right.
it go.
Yeah. He called the other fights, too. He made fun of Robinson getting knocked out. It was pretty funny.
Now, apparently, the whole internet made fun of Nate Robinson getting knocked out.
Oh, my God. He goes down.
And it looked like his lights were out. Like, he was gone.
Yeah, yeah. $600,000 they both made on that fight, those two guys.
And that was in the second?
Second round, yeah.
What was the payday for Tyson and Roy Jones?
A little over $1 million apiece, okay. I read, yeah. But that's all. They said that's what's officially announced, so they have to count proceeds. I
thought
guess.
A bunch of it went to charity.
I thought a lot was going to charity too.
Well, you got to figure both those guys probably had some endorsement deals
right,
too.
Right. I did see in the interview afterwards. They're standing up talking to Roy Jones, and Roy Jones is saying, "He goes every time he hits, it hurts." And Roy Jones was a stud back in the day.
Was Tyson wearing a sponsored robe, or did he come out in the traditional towel?
He had the towel, and he's from where's that part in Brooklyn? He's from. The neighborhood in Brooklyn.
I forget.
Smithville.
I don't know.
Something written on his shirt was the town I think he grew up in.
Nothing promoting his weed business?
No, not at all.
Really?
Not at all. No, they didn't. But they kept mentioning the smell of weed in the place because it was the host was...
Well, it was Snoop Dogg, so...
No, but the host was... what the hell was his name? Mario Lopez was the announcer. He was pretty good. He's pretty good, obviously, host. And... Wiz Khalifa played, or sang tracks. And at one point, the second song, he's just walking around with a big old fatty during the whole broadcast.
Oh, yeah.
And they come back to, he goes, okay, we're partying now. The whole place had weed all over it.
It's
pay-per-view. It's L.A. That's L.A.
Why not?
It's L.A.
Was Mario Lopez holier than thou?
No, not at all.
Okay.
In fact, I thought that was cool about it. He was not holier than thou. He didn't go back and say, "I'm going to go get high," but he was digging it.
I thought,
don't be holier than now. The audience doesn't care.
Yeah.
And he was not holier than now.
He should have just been like, "Yo, pass that," and just hit it right there on camera.
He should have.
He should have.
And now some fighting. There you go.
He should have. All right.
But nobody actually smoked on camera?
The one of those rappers had a big blunt in his hand while he was rapping at one point. And the people that really know the music better.
Snoop did not? You did not see him indulge on camera?
No, but he was high as hell, I'm sure. He does a long rap in there, too. He also rap, too, but, wasn't an actual song. It was like an 8-minute just dialogue. But that's what.
And, Snoop's going to show up straight for this.
Yeah, exactly.
An 8-minute stream of consciousness.
Yeah, it was brutal. It was brutal. All right. I even saw somebody that tweeted out that they like that kind of music, and they thought it was brutal, too. All right, Craig Evans, Nick Allen. Nick did a live show this weekend, right?
I think so.
That's why Nick is still in the office.
A showcase at the Funny Bone, yeah.
Nick will be in the studio in May, maybe. Oh, I want to thank. I got to get a name of a local anchor. I'll get it during the break. I'm going to mention his name on the air. He did something that I haven't seen any local anchors do yet, or even a national. I've seen some national anchors do this. Well, you know, how local anchors are told probably not to, don't say anything. Don't make an opinion.
Don't opine.
They did a story on the vaccine. And about 40%, I ain't going to do it. And they come back to him, and he goes, "Come on, people. If you want out of the pandemic, you have to get the vaccine." And then he went right to a story.
Really?
And I've never seen that. And I want to thank – I watch him every night. He's not our buddy, but he wasn't on that night. It was the other guy. I'll remember off the air. But I'm going to give the guy credit. Yeah, Channel 7. Channel 7 in Omaha.
David Earl?
Is that him? Yeah, David Earl.
Yeah.
That's right. The other anchor.
Yeah, the other anchor.
Along with Rob. Rob wasn't there that night. Okay. David Earl. If you know David, thank him for saying that. I hope he didn't get in trouble. Because you make an opinion on local news. We know that. We work with news people. They got to be even their tweets are straight down the middle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good game. They're straight down the middle because they can't show any, side because of bosses. And we can.
The lady at the front desk at that channel saw him say that and just dropped her head. And went, oh, damn.
Aww.
Oh, that's tomorrow.
But he's right. You want the pandemic to end, you have to get the vaccine.
We've got to shut down
Jesus
the virus.
Christ.
And then nothing else has to shut down.
No.
Right.
Once we shut down the virus.
And we can do stuff then.
We're good.
Dumbasses. All right. Greg's next.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.